And I would like to, I guess if I'm going to give a title, I would call this The Power of Small. Have you ever felt as if the things you think, say, or do don't matter in the entire scheme of things? That what you said or did were pretty much insignificant? I know I've felt that way a good number of times in my life, and kind of had that sort of experience this week. It's kind of a rough week at work, and there are times during a day, sometimes I'll just think, does what I'm doing matter? You know, what am I doing? Does this matter to people, the way that I do this? And being able to behave a certain way sometimes, but when you're in the thick of things, and let's say you've been working really hard, whether it's mentally, physically, sometimes the decisions you make under duress are not the same ones you would make conceptually or on paper, you know, or in what you would think is your belief. So I would like to say today that God often uses the insignificant to achieve the incredible. And I'd like to start out in 1 Samuel 17, verse 39. 1 Samuel 17 and verse 39. And David strapped his sword over his armor, and he tried in vain to go, for he had not tested them. Then David said to Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not tested them. So David put them off. Then he took his staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones from the brook, put them in his shepherd's pouch. His sling was in his hand, and he approached the Philistine. At the time, pretty insignificant person, pretty insignificant weapon. If I were to tell you that I was going to Alaska to hunt Kodiak bears with a sling, you might tell me that I was going with the wrong weapon. And my thinking might be a little bit suspect. But what about Saul, Israel's king, full head taller than any of his people, his armor and all his army stood powerless before Goliath. Did God use him? No. And what about Abner, the commander of Saul's armies? If you'll turn with me to 2 Samuel 2. 2 Samuel 2 and verse 23. This apparently was a man of some stature. He was chasing down Joab's brother was chasing him. And in verse 23, but he refused to turn aside. Therefore, Abner struck him in the stomach with the butt of his spear, so that the spear came out at his back. And he fell there and died where he was. And all who came to the place where Asahel had fallen and died stood still. This is a man who had the strength to run the butt of his spear through someone's body. Through the body of Joab's brother. God chose not to use the might of Saul or Abner, but he selected David. All it took was David, one pebble, that was all was necessary. And what amazing power in a small, insignificant object. By itself, worthless, but given the proper circumstance and the direction by God, it spelled victory for Israel. And Micah 5 and verse 2. Micah 5 and verse 2, if I can get back there. With help from a bookmark. Micah 5 and verse 2. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. A small town and David's clan affiliation, virtually unknown, obscure. Brethren, many times we wait for big moments to serve God or to make a change, but a forest or a crop, they start with one seed. And Goliath fell because of one single stone. Under God's direction. 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 5. 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 5. Brethren, we destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ. Every thought, every little thought matters. These small things, they may not be big in dimension, but they matter just as much to God. Every thought, every action, every interaction, they have a cumulative effect on our personal behavior and on the lives of others. The small acts of kindness, your two-minute prayers, your tiny step of faith, it's not wasted on God. God doesn't need big resources. He just needs a consistently willing heart. What is one small thing you haven't done because it didn't feel important enough, big enough? Brethren, do it today. Do it now.